Today's What Do You Think program is brought to you by your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents, Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, Corey Vollmer and Deb McBride in Elkton, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach or Ubley, Deb Croswick in Unionville, and Tim Fritz in Bad Axe. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
It is currently 11 minutes past 10 o'clock, and our guest today in the studio is Mandy Cole. She is from the Sebring Chamber of Commerce, and we're going to be talking about some of the events coming up in Sebring. The holiday season is coming, and big plans are underway, and there'll be big doings in Sebring.
Yes, Halloween's over, so we can start thinking about Christmas now.
Isn't that the way it seems? Yeah. We have a whole holiday some people just seem to skip.
Yep. No, we didn't skip Halloween, but Thanksgiving usually gets skipped. But we're planning on our Christmas open house on Saturday, November 19th this year. As always, it's vendors and crafters downtown, businesses downtown are open with specials, and it's just the big change. Two big changes this year is it's now moved from a Sunday to a Saturday, and we're adding a lighted Christmas parade.
And that is one of the main reasons for the change, is so you don't have a parade on Sunday night.
Correct.
And everybody's got to go to work the next day.
Yes, absolutely. So I guess we'll start off with the open house during the day. We have
You've done this many years now. This is something that's pretty popular in Sebring. You just got to let people know you're moving it a day forward onto a Saturday.
Yes, yep. It's always very popular. Last year we had a wonderful turnout. We did a home tour last year, but this year we're going to take a break from that because that's a lot of work for the homeowners, and maybe do that every other year. But this year we're going to have the same Santa, free pictures with Santa down at the library from noon to 4. The library also does their fundraiser that day, a big one. It's their bacon book sale, and they have the debut of the Angel and Mitten trees at the library there downtown. And we also have vendors and crafters at the Township Hall, which is on Sharpstein Street, right behind the fire hall.
And is all of this indoors? I mean, you never know about the weather in November. You never know about the weather in July around here. But
Yep, it's all indoors. Santa's at the library. The Burns Gallery, which is connected to the library, they have vendors and crafters in there. They usually fill up. So if you're looking for unique and different gift ideas, it's a great way to find something different for holiday gifts or even for yourself, because I tend to buy something for this person and then something for me.
Oh.
But down at the Township Hall, we also have the Township Hall is one of the big draws at the Township Hall is the one of our local churches has a cookie walk, huge, huge cookie walk. It's just amazing. I've never seen it before. A couple years ago was the first time, and it's just amazing to see all these cookies spread out, and you can pick whatever ones you want. It's great.
That's what a cookie walk. I've seen the advertising.
Yeah.
I've never been to one.
Yep.
Just basically pick a dozen cookies of any type of variety you want.
You put your gloves on, and all the cookies are sitting out on a table. You put some food handling gloves on, and you grab your big old styrofoam container, and you fill up that container with as many cookies as you want for whatever price they charge.
Wow.
It's a good deal, actually.
Well, yeah, and you can pick and choose, and, you know, you get some the kids like, some that you like, and, and then you buy a whole nother box of the kind you like. I mean.
That's right, and you don't, if you're at home, you're baking one batch of one thing, and you can go and, you could actually probably even box them up and re-gift them if you wanted to.
as long as you don't re-gift them to the person
who
originally baked
them. they're very nice cookies, too. Very different and good and very nicely decorated. And, they're also going to have this year at the Township Hall, we're going to have chair massages and 31 bags, a rag rug, sewn items, Avon items, possibly Mishi bags. That one we're still working on, getting that vendor, and Pampered Chef, that sort of thing, all down at the Township Hall. And Burns Gallery has a lot of that, vendors and crafters also.
Now, should you bring the chair you want to get massaged?
No, they'll have a chair. I'm actually very excited about the chair massages. And they also have things going on at the other local businesses downtown. We have Center Street General Store and Busy Bees right on the corner. I don't remember the side street, but it's right on Center Street. They have Michigan-made items and Melissa and Doug toys and lots of good items down there at that store. And the Antiques and More will be opened, and Norman's, and they'll all have specials and deals and open house things going on.
And these things, is this just to get more business into town? Is a little bit come back to help redo this again next year? How does that work? Because, you know, usually, you know, you put a lot of time into it, and there's phone calls, and there's mailings, and all this other, and it's got to be paid for somehow.
Yes, Shewing Chamber of Commerce pays for all of it. We just generate funds, throughout the year, and we are, you know, I have asked for sponsorship money for this and to help offset some of the costs of the printing and advertising and all that stuff. But yes, it's a lot of time and effort to, you know, it's not something that we're looking to make money off of by any means, but we would love to. We were definitely always taking donations.
Okay. And when you say they're going to have some of these things going on at businesses, do the businesses themselves kind of pick what they like, or do you kind of figure it all out, and then they see what you have to offer? As far as, you know, the people coming in with the different types of items and stuff.
Oh, basically, well, at the Township Hall and the Burns Gallery, there's no fee to be there for vendors, but we just like to have a variety, I guess.
But I mean, like, you know, you have the massage chair thing coming in. Say that was going to be at one of the stores. Is that something you arrange and then they can pick it and have it in their store, or do they kind of find their own stuff for each store, what they would like to have?
Oh, each store finds their own things, but the chair massages are at the Township Hall, which me and another girl are coordinating all of the vendors that are there and just looking for different things and a variety of things. But at the Township Hall, it's kind of, you know, it's not really a business. It's the chamber runs that part of it.
But I was just wondering if you had to find all these people.
Yes.
or if they find some of them, well, with the owners of these stores for what they bring into town.
Yeah, the Burns Gallery takes care of all their own.
Mm-hmm.
The Township Hall, the Chamber of Commerce, myself and another girl, we are taking care of all of that.
Okay.
Some of them find us, and we go and find some of them.
Oh.
So.
And I assume you're always looking for more quality things to bring to town.
Absolutely.
So you wouldn't turn them down even at this late date if there was a way to fit them in, I would think.
At this point, I believe the Township Hall is full,
but
they can contact somebody at the Burns Gallery to see if they're full.
Huh.
But last year, I know the Burns Gallery was full, and this year they both are looking to be full. So,
they have to leave a little room for people to come in.
Oh, there'll be room for walking around. Absolutely. Yep. That brings me, you know, Jackie's Country Flowers and Ace Hardware and Sure Family Pharmacy and lots of other businesses in town on M25 also are going to have, you know, open houses and specials in their stores, things like that. So, you know, it's not just limited to downtown. You can go anywhere in Sebring.
So that the most of the events for the open house are in the downtown area off the main drag of M25.
Yes.
But the businesses there do participate as well in their own way.
Yes. Yep. Everybody's open throughout town, but the majority of the daily things going on are downtown.
Does moving it to a Saturday make it a little more convenient for the shop owners that they're usually open on Saturdays anyway?
I think so. I think there's a little concern about it moving and getting the word out that it has moved, but as long as people know that it's moved from a Sunday to a Saturday, they're expecting a better turnout because it's on a Saturday. So we'll keep our fingers crossed for the weather, though.
Well, there's not much we can do about that.
No.
other than cross our fingers and get what we get.
Yep. So that brings me to all of this is going on noon to 5, but, like, you know, as you said, there's other businesses that are open before noon, and I'm sure that their specials will be all day. But the Township Hall and the Burns Gallery are from noon to 5. Santa will only be at the library from noon to 4, and I believe Mrs. Claus is making appearance, too.
Are most of these places within walking distance of each other? Should you wear some good walking shoes so you can go from one to another?
It's, I guess, from the Sebring Hall, and there's things going on at the Charles Lakin House Museum. They're having free tours and refreshments, and they're also selling gingerbread houses that are already decorated, beautifully decorated, for their fundraiser. And from the Township Hall and the Charles Lakin House Museum down to the library, 2-3 blocks. It's not that bad. And cross the river, and there'll be Christmas music playing at Mueller Wise Park, and it'll just nice little walk downtown.
It also gives you a chance to see what downtown has to offer if you haven't been down there in a little while.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, and all this leads up then to the evening part, where you are going to have your very first.
Yes, the very first lighted Christmas parade, which is going to begin at 6 o'clock. It's going to start at the Luke's parking area and go down M25 to Main Street. We're going to hang a left on Main Street, head west, and go down to 3rd Street, and then end up at the Village Park. So it's a pretty good length of a parade route. It's just different from Sugar Festival. It's going to be on M25. Where everybody in town is talking about it, and everybody's pretty excited about it, something different. So if anybody out there is interested in participating in this parade, get your floats in, tractors, farm equipment, fire departments, call me. My phone number is 989-737-2086. We're looking for many, many entries, as many as we can get.
And what should the entries be? I mean, do you need to... they obviously have to put Christmas lights on them. This is part of the theme of the whole lighted parade, isn't
it? Yep. The parade entry, all you have to do is you have to be completely lighted and have your own power source, get a generator. Everybody knows somebody that's got a generator.
You just can't run an extension cord all the way down that parade
route? That won't work. And you must, you know, we really don't have any other, you just have to be lighted. It has to be, you know, it's going to be an evening parade. It'll be, you know, hopefully dark out, somewhat dark out. It'll be, you know, just a nice evening parade. And we have we're going to have awards given out after the parade. We're going to have Best Religious Community Award, Best Service Nonprofit Award, Best Business Award, Antique Farm Equipment, Modern Farm Equipment, Fire Department, and then, of course, a Judge's Choice. And all the entries will be judged on the use of their lights, the visual appeal, and the originality. So, sky's the limit. Be creative.
And there's no theme this first year. You're letting people run wild and see what they can come up with.
Yep, absolutely. The theme is just Christmas. We'll see what next year brings.
And looking over the notes there, there's just one stipulation. There's only one Santa in your parade that's live.
Yes, the Santa has contacted me from the North Pole. He will be there, and he is going to be on our official Sebring Chamber of Commerce float at the end of the parade. Nobody else is allowed to have any Santas on their floats.
They can have pictures.
Sure.
But no live person portraying Santa Claus.
No live Santas. Right.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment.
Predict a happy retirement and big tax savings when you make Farm Bureau Insurance part of your retirement plan. Look at the benefits of IRAs, a lifetime retirement income, tax-deferred growth, competitive interest rates, guaranteed minimum rates, and guaranteed safety of your funds. And you'll have the protection of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company of Michigan, rated one of the 50 most outstanding life insurers in America. So make that call to your Farm Bureau insurance agent today. It's not who you call after retirement, it's who you call before that makes the difference. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. Contact one of your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents. Deb Croswick in Unionville, Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, Corey Vollmer or Deb McBride in Elkton, Tim Fritz in Bad Axe, or Casey Yon in Harbor Beach or Ubley.
We are back. We had Halloween on Monday, and we kind of jumped over Thanksgiving. That poor bird gets it again. And we're all the way to Christmas. We've got Mandy Cole, the Sebring Chamber of Commerce, with us today talking about some of the events coming up. They've got an open house moved to a Saturday this year from a Sunday, as it normally was. It'll be Saturday, November 19th, noon till 5. And following that at 6, they'll have their very first annual lighted Christmas parade. And you were going to mention more about the parade.
Yes, after we discussed the parade route is going to end at the Village Park by the food pavilion and the big covered pavilion. So under the food pavilion, we're going to have Lions Club has generously decided to do hot dogs and hot chocolate sales, and that will go to a local organization. The announcements of the parade winners will happen down at the park right after the parade. We're also going to have a bonfire, which is a pretty big deal, I guess, in Sebring. They used to do it years ago every fall, and it's kind of been put on the wayside for the years, probably just because nobody was, no event or nobody was really willing to do it. But this year we're bringing it back and having a little bonfire. And we're also having...
Is there anything like a little bonfire? I mean, well, that kind of envisions big to me.
Well, I don't know. The fire department is taking care of the bonfire. So knowing the fire department guys, it could be pretty big.
We're going to see it here in Bad Axe?
Possibly. No, it's right at the park, so it can't be that big. But since it's a fire department, they'll have it under control.
Okay.
And during all that, we're also going to have hammered dulcimer Christmas music playing, which is very special and very exciting. It's going to be just absolutely beautiful.
So it's a family event after the family event of the parade.
Yeah, I can envision, you know, if it were me, I would be... send my kids to a babysitter for the afternoon, go around and shop, go back, have some dinner, get the kids, and bring them back to the parade.
And then everybody should come on down to the end of the parade so they can partake in all of the other things that are going on.
Yep, bonfire and hot dogs and hot chocolate and parade winners and music. And I think the kids will get a kick out of the bonfire, too. It'll be a great evening. It's just a great way to end the entire day.
And great family time, too.
Yes, absolutely. And a great way to kick off the holiday season. It's November 19th is the week before Thanksgiving, but, you know, we've seen Christmas in the stores for 2 months already now. So.
Yeah, it does seem to come faster every year, doesn't it?
Sure does. So, again, if anybody out there is interested in participating in the parade, they can either email sebringchamber@hotmail.com. Or my number, you can reach me directly, is 989-737-2086.
And it's not too late to get involved in the parade. It's
oh, heavens no.
It's not too late to do all of this. All you have to do is let you know.
Let me know.
And yeah. Do they get like a form online that they have to fill out and send back to you, that type of thing? Or
I have forms. They can call me. I'll email it to them. Or they can email me at sebringchamber@hotmail.com. I can email it back to them. Or if you just want to call me and I'll fill out the form for you, that's fine too.
It just helps you to know how to plan.
Yes.
Because you need to know how many are going to be there, how long of a route it's going to be, and
exactly.
And not to put the marching band behind any animals.
Correct. Absolutely, yep. And, the award divisions, again, are Best Religious Community, Best Service Nonprofit, Best Business, Best Antique Farm Equipment, Best Modern Farm Equipment, Best Fire Department, and the Judge's Choice.
And is this a big day, like the final chamber event for the year 2011? And then you're probably already planning, you know, Sugar Fest and all the rest
Sugar
for next
year. Sugar Fest is already in the plans. Yep, we are. This is the last chamber event for the year. So we can all just take a deep breath and relax for a few months.
Does the success of these things rely on how active your chamber is? Because, you know, You can have people who pay the dues and never show up in any organization, and then you have the people who are there planning and doing all this stuff. I imagine that makes it easier and a greater chance for success.
Yeah, it is. In any business organization, you know, when I was in school, you have group work. You'd always have one or two people do the work and everybody else would follow, and it's any business, any chamber, any extracurricular, anything is like that. I own a business in Sebring, and I see it in my own business. You have the few employees that, you know, are, you know, heavier workers than the others, but we're all spokes in a wheel, and we all have to have our place, and if one spoke is missing, we don't turn very well. So we work together well, and we all come together and make these events as successful as they can be.
And the chamber organization is designed for the businesses. They're the people who participate in it, and designed to bring events that bring people into town for the businesses and such.
Yes, absolutely. And my business is closed for the season, so this is why I took on Christmas, because I'm not open and I have a little extra time to be doing all of this and helping out the chamber. And I love Christmas, so this was right up my alley. I love it. So.
Nobody's buying ice cream at Christmas?
No, but somebody told me this week I should have been open still.
Oh, well, okay. Well, I appreciate it. I hope you have a good turnout. Again, if people are interested, they can still participate in the parade. Just give you a call or go online to Sea Wing Chamber and get the forms and get the ball rolling.
Absolutely.
Well, we hope you have a good turnout, and I hope your parade, your first one, is the first of many to come. It's always difficult the first year getting the baby launched, but after that you've got people who, oh, that was fun, and I'll be back, and kind of snowballs
from
there.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Well, good luck, and thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
Our guest today on the program has been Mandy Cole from the Sebring Chamber of Commerce. Again, the open house is on a Saturday this year. Moved to Saturday from Sunday. It's November 19th, noon till 5, and the new first annual Lighted Christmas Parade begins at 6 p.m., all in Sebring. Coming up at 11 o'clock, we'll clue you in on all the latest in the news.
Today's What Do You Think program was brought to you by your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents. Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, Corey Vollmer and Deb McBride in Elkton, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach or Ubley, Deb Croswick in Unionville, and Tim Fritz in Bad Axe. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.